MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 5, 2025. A murder-suicide in Beverly is under investigation, and legislators are being urged to tap reserves to ease snap cuts. Cloudy, breezy, mid-50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor 10:15 a.m. and 10:51 p.m. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos writes, authorities in Beverly are investigating an apparent murder-suicide of two people inside a home on Colonial Road Monday night, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. Beverly police first responded to the scene around 9:40 p.m. and found two adults inside the home with gunshot wounds. The man and woman were pronounced dead at the scene. There is no threat to the public regarding the incident, according to the DA's office. The identity of the two people not being released as officials are still notifying next of kin. The deaths are under investigation by the Beverly Police Department, the Massachusetts State Police Detective Unit assigned to the DA's office, and the Office of the State's Chief Medical Examiner. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, on Beacon Hill, leaders are being urged to tap the state's $8.6 billion rainy day fund to help offset the impact from the federal government's refusal to fully fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program during the shutdown. Raise Up Massachusetts, a coalition of unions, community groups, and faith leaders, is calling on Governor Maura Healey and legislative leaders to allocate funding from the state's reserves to prevent the worst harm from federal cuts to SNAP, Medicaid, education funding, and other critical programs. Members of the coalition said the Trump administration's plans to have the U.S. Department of Agriculture only partially fund November SNAP benefits in response to legal challenges by Massachusetts and other states will leave working families, seniors, and the disabled hungry and reliant on state government for help. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Gloucester reporter Ethan Foreman. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman reports that after months of candidates knocking on doors, holding signs, and standing out, Gloucester voters headed to the polls Tuesday to voice their choice for mayor, city council, and school committee for the next 2 years in the municipal election. Even before all the results were in, there was a sea change in city government as two-term incumbent Mayor Greg Verga conceded to challenger Paul Lundberg. Verga is quoted as saying, "Proud of the work that we've done, honored to have had the chance to serve my city for 18 years, look forward to a smooth transition with Mayor-elect Lundberg." Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill and Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt were both reelected. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in high school tournament news, the Marblehead volleyball team blanked Burlington 3-0. Earlier this year, Burlington posted a 3-win against the Magicians. Marblehead is led by Northeastern Conference Player of the Year Greta Sachs. Linfield was down 2-0 to Lynn Classical and came back to beat the Rams 3-2. In boys soccer, Hingham eliminated Marblehead 2-1. Beverly fell in double overtime to Lowell 2-1. And Watertown shut out St. Mary's 3-0. The Gloucester field hockey team fell 2-0 to Watertown. Watertown is the four-time defending state champion. Linfield posted a 2-0 win over Hanover. Pioneer goaltender Bridget McGee made 9 saves in net. Endicall men's basketball graduate student forward Marcus Montanino of Gloucester has been named the program's first-ever preseason All-America. The honor comes from the D3Hoops.com. The Gulls open their season this Friday at the Emmanuel College Tip-Off Tournament. In pro sports, the Bruins posted a 4-3 win over the Islanders last night, and they'll host the Senators tomorrow night. Celtics off last night will host the Wizards tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.